It occurs to me,
Saul Weintraub said as the group was finishing dessert,
that our survival may depend on our talking to one another.
What do you mean?
Weintraub unconsciously rocked the child sleeping against his chest.
For instance, does anyone here know why he or she was chosen by the Shrike Church and the All-Thing to go on this voyage?
No one spoke.
I thought not. Even more fascinating, is anyone here a member or follower of the Church of the Shrike? I, for one, am a Jew, and however confused my religious notions have become these days, they do not include the worship of an organic killing machine.
Weintraub raised heavy eyebrows and looked around the table.
I am the true voice of the tree,
said Hetmastin.
While many Templars believe that the Shrike is the avatar of punishment for those who do not feed from the root, I must consider this a heresy not founded in the Covenant or the writings of Muir.
To the captain's left, the consul shrugged.
I am an atheist,
he said, holding the glass of whiskey to the light.
I have never been in contact with the Shrike cult.
Father Hoyt smiled without humor. The Catholic Church ordained me. Shrike worship contradicts everything the Church defends. Colonel Kassad shook his head. Whether in refusal to respond, or to indicate that he was not a member of the Shrike Church, it was not clear. Martin Silenus made an expansive gesture.
I was baptized a Lutheran, a subset which no longer exists. I helped create Zen Gnosticism before any of your parents were born. I have been a Catholic, a Revelationist, a Neo-Marxist, an Interfaith Zealot, a Bound Shaker, a Satanist, a bishop in the Church of Jake's Nada, and a dues-paying subscriber to the Assured Reincarnation Institute. Now, I am happy to say, I am a simple pagan.
He smiled at everyone.
To a pagan, the Shrike is a most acceptable deity.
I ignore religions. I do not succumb to them.
My point has been made, I believe,
said Saul Weintraub.
None of us admits to subscribing to the Shrike cult dogma, yet the elders of that perceptive group have chosen us, over many millions of the petitioning faithful, to visit the Time Tombs, and their fierce god, in what may be the last such pilgrimage.
The consul shook his head.
Your point may be made, M. Weintraub, but I fail to see it.
The scholar absently stroked his beard.
It would seem that our reasons for returning to Hyperion are so compelling that even the Shrike Church and the Hegemony Probability Intelligences agree that we deserve to return. Some of these reasons, mine, for instance, may appear to be public knowledge, but I am certain that none are known in their entirety except to the individuals at this table. I suggest that we share our stories in the few days remaining to us.
Why?
Said Colonel Kassad.
It would seem to serve no purpose.
Weintraub smiled.
On the contrary, it would, at the very least, amuse us and give us at least a glimpse of our fellow travelers' souls before the Shrike or some other calamity distracts us. Beyond that, it might just give us enough insight to save all of our lives if we are intelligent enough to find the common thread of experience which binds all our fates to the whim of the Shrike.
Martin Silenus laughed and closed his eyes. He said,
straddling each a dolphin's back and steadied by a fin, those innocents relive their death, their wounds open again.
That's Lanista, isn't it? Said Father Hoyt. I studied her in seminary.
Close,
said Silenus, opening his eyes and pouring more wine.
It's Yates. Bugger lived 500 years before Lanista tugged at her mother's metal teat.
Look, what good would telling each other stories do? When we meet the Shrike, we will tell it what we want. One of us is granted the wish, and the others die, correct?
So goes the myth,
said Weintraub.
The Shrike is no myth,
said Kassad.
Nor its steel tree.
So why bore each other with stories?
Asked Braun Lamia, spearing the last of her chocolate cheesecake. Weintraub gently touched the back of his sleeping infant's head.
We live in strange times, because we are part of that 1/10 of 1/10 of 1% of the hegemony's citizens who travel between the stars rather than along the web. We represent odd epochs of our own recent past. I, for example, am 68 standard years old, but because of the time debts my travels could have incurred, I might have spread these 68 years across well more than a century of hegemony history.
So?
Said the woman next to him. Weintraub opened his hand in a gesture which included everyone at the table.
Among us, we represent islands of time, as well as separate oceans of perspective. Or perhaps more aptly put, each of us may hold a piece to a puzzle no one else has been able to solve since humankind first landed on Hyperion.
Weintraub scratched his nose.
It is a mystery. And to tell the truth, I am intrigued by mysteries, even if this is to be my last week of enjoying them. I would welcome some glimmer of understanding, but failing that, working on the puzzle will suffice.
I agree,
said Hetmastine with no emotion.
It had not occurred to me, but I see the wisdom of telling our tales before we confront the Shrike.
But what's to keep us from lying?
Nothing.
Martin Silenus grinned.
That's the beauty of it. We should put it to a vote,
said the consul. He was thinking about Mayna Gladstone's contention that one of the group was an ouster agent. Would hearing the stories be a way of revealing the spy? The consul smiled at the thought of an agent so stupid.
Who decided that we are a happy little democracy?
Colonel Kassad asked dryly.
We had better be. To reach our individual goals, this group needs to reach the Shrike regions together. We require some means of making decisions.
We could appoint a leader,
said Kassad.
Piss on that,
the poet said in a pleasant tone. Others at the table also shook their heads.
All right, we vote. Our first decision relates to M. Weintraub's suggestion that we tell the stories of our past involvement with Hyperion.
All or nothing,
said Hetmastine.
We each share our story, or none does. We will abide by the will of the majority.
Agreed,
said the consul. Suddenly curious to hear the others tell their stories, and equally sure that he would never tell his own.
Those in favor of telling our tales?
Yes,
said Saul Weintraub.
Yes,
said Hetmastine.
Absolutely,
said Martin Silenus.
I wouldn't miss this little comic farce for a month in the orgasm baths on Shoat.
I vote yes also,
said the consul, surprising himself.
Those opposed?
Nay, said Father Hoyt, but there was no energy in his voice.
I think it's stupid.
The consul turned to Kassad.
Colonel?
Fedmon Kassad shrugged.
I register 4 yes votes, 2 negatives, and 1 abstention. The ayes have it. Who wants to start?